This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 18. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam 103, 15 to 17. It says there, "Our days on earth are like grass. Like wild flowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who honor Him." End of quote. One of the biggest lessons of life is this: you and I do not have control, but God is the one who controls. You may have few people under your authority. Listen, God has you under His control. The recent coronavirus incidents and threatening worries prove this fact. You can try your best to keep 6 feet distance from other people. You can wash your hands with the soap and water. You can clean your clothes. You can sanitize yourself. However, the final say about who gets what is in the sovereign hands of the Lord God, who created the heavens and the earth. Beloved, you see, people conveniently ignore the fact that nothing belongs to them on this face of the earth. You see, the Bible says the whole earth and everything inside it belong to God. It includes your house, your family, your children, parents, your name, and all belongs to God. He gave temporarily those in your hands for good and faithful stewardship. What God looks in a steward is faithfulness. Being faithful to things and people God gave under your care and supervision in His sovereign will and plan. Beloved, your house does not belong to you. You have it for some time, and after your period, it goes to someone else's stewardship. Your children, God gave temporarily in your hand. However, they do not belong to you permanently. Anything belongs to you permanently? All are leased out to you for a short period of time. God looks for faithfulness when He sovereignly gives you the stewardship. Secondly, people ignore the fact that they are accountable to God. You see, the Bible says, since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, God revealed for all people to understand through His wonderful creation around them. Because God already revealed Himself through the nature and the conscience inside us, every people are without excuse. They are accountable to God, who is the creator and owner of all. However, many people, although they know God is the one who created and sustains all, never been willing to give the worth God deserves and the honor He deserves. They did not have the time to thank, praise, and worship Him. They are so engaged in their lustful and selfish desires, and they conveniently ignored and forget the Almighty God, and the people's heart become futile and foolish without thankfulness and praise to God. They began to worship man-made images and idols instead of giving glory to the immortal God who commanded, "Do not worship those images and idols." Romans chapter 1. Finally, God gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in His Son shall not perish, but have everlasting life. His Son Jesus Christ willingly died in their place and shed His divine blood, so that people can come to Holy God and have fellowship and friendship with Him. God publicly displayed His Son Jesus Christ as the ransom for all of the people's sins and mistakes. However, they did not care about it either. Now today, there is a reason why we are faced with these life-threatening issues. You see, God is love. He is patient. He is gracious and compassionate. Bible says in Psalm 103 that the Lord is like a father to His children. He is tender and compassionate to those who honor Him. He knows we are weak. He remembers He made us out of dust and breathed His breath into our nostrils. He knows our days on earth are like grass. He knows like our days are like wild flowers. We bloom and die. The man was not made to die. However, our first parents' rebellion and disobedience, added with our rebelliousness and unhonorable attitude and actions, results in our death. But the Bible says, the love of the Lord remains forever and ever for those who honor Him. You see, God wants to invest His eternity into your temporary dust body. He wants to invest eternal life in your body. He likes to pour out His never-ending love and eternity inside you. This is why God gave up His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to carry and die for your sins. Coronavirus is another way God, the Creator and the Sustainer of the whole, shakes to get your attention to the truth about Him. Who knows how long you are going to live? You are dust and will be placed under 6 feet cave when you die. However, you see, Bible says God is able and willing to turn your body of dust into a glorious heavenly and eternal body. God has a beautiful and wonderful plan for you personally and for your body. It all starts with your repentance and turning to the living God. Turn to the living and loving God. Repent of your sins. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Saved from what? Saved from their sins, rebelliousness, ingratitude, mistakes. Saved from the punishment and judgment of their sins. God wants to make you a brand new creature, an honorable vessel ready to live with Him in heaven the moment you close your eyes in death here. Would you accept His loving call now? He is calling you. If you have already accepted His loving call, would you surrender your life to His kingdom, His purposes, and His services? He has big plans for you when you live here. He will show you His plan when you pray to Him. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand the fact that I am not in control, but you are. I do not have control over other people, but you have. I also understand I need to turn to you in repentance of my sins and shortcomings and accept your Son Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I accept Him now. Please forgive me and wash me and cleanse me and grant me eternal life to live with you forever and ever. I surrender the rest of my life for your will and purposes. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.